I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited. This hour will be our tribute to the late Cedar Walton. He was born in Dallas, Texas in 1934 and died August 19th, 2013. His mother was a concert pianist and taught him. He went to the University of Denver. We're going to start with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers with his tune called Fantasy in D, recorded in 1962.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the tribute to Cedar Walton on Jazz Unlimited. Thanks for coming along with me. We heard a tune that's well known as Ugetsu, original title Fantasy in D, played by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, recorded live at Birdland in 1962. Freddie Hubbard is on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Cedar Walton piano, Reggie Workman bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Cedar Walton first recorded with Kenny Dorham in 1958, and he was with the Jazz Tet and the J.J. Johnson group and was hired by Art Blakey in late 1961. We've got Cedar Walton coming up with James Clay and Sonny Stitt. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to hear probably his best-known composition in a vocal with Judy Nemac. It's Bolivia. Cedar is on piano. Ray Drummond is on bass. And Joey Barron is on drums. And it was recorded in 1988. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Doesn't it like Bolivia? Bolivia, your haunting bee comes alive on every street. In each face I meet, never did the sound captivate like Bolivia. Ooh, yeah. Take away your dreams. Never did the scene pass any like Bolivia. seen past any like Bolivia. Love captivate like Bolivia.
This is Jazz Unlimited's tribute to the late Cedar Walton. We heard Bolivia from a 1988 recording with Judy Nemac on vocal, Cedar Walton on piano, Ray Drummond bass, and Joey Barron on drums. And Bolivia is Cedar Walton's composition. We've got the debut of the Freedom Jazz Dance coming up with Eddie Harris. And we're going to be hearing Cedar Walton with Joe Henderson and Etta James, so please stay tuned. Now we have a set of two. The first one is Things Ain't What They Used to Be, and that's James Clay on tenor, Cedar Walton piano, David Williams bass, and Billy Higgins drums in 1989, and then a trio of alto saxophonists, Sonny Stitt, Richie Cole, John Handy, with Bobby Hutcherson and Cedar Walton doing We in 1981. By the way, Cedar Walton was awarded an NEA Jazz Master Fellowship in 2010, and the music will be coming your way following the station break. We'll be right back. This is Jazz Unlimited and our tribute to Cedar Walton. I'm Dennis Owsley. Glad that you're along with me tonight. And we heard James Clay on tenor with Walton on piano, David Williams bass, and Billy Higgins on drums in 1989 doing Things Ain't What They Used to Be. And then we, from the Keystone Corner in 1981, we had Cedar Walton on piano with three altos, Sonny Stitt, Richie Cole, John Handy, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Herbie Lewis bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And it's a 1981 recording. We've got Joe Henderson, Blue Mitchell, and Etta James coming up with Cedar Walton on piano. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Cedar had a group that he called the Eastern Rebellion, and they were quite well thought of in the mid-70s to early 80s. And here is Naima, recorded in 1975. And this is a quartet with George Coleman on tenor, Cedar Walton on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Billy Higgins again on drums. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited's tribute to the late Cedar Walton, who died August 19th of this year. We heard Naima by his group, The Eastern Rebellion, in 1975. George Coleman was heard on tenor, Cedar Walton on piano, Sam Jones bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Cedar Walton seemed to be in a lot of things with Billy Higgins. We'll be hearing more. And don't forget, we will be hearing Lou Mitchell, Etta James, and Joe Henderson. And now we're going to hear the debut of Freedom Jazz Dance. And this is the Eddie Harris Group, Eddie on tenor, Ray Codrington on trumpet, Cedar Walton piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Higgins again on drums. And it's a 1965 recording. It's on now a collectibles CD called The In Sound. It was originally on the Atlantic label. Here is Freedom Jazz Dance, following the station break. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was Freedom Jazz Dance, the debut of that tune, and it had Ray Codrington on trumpet, Eddie Harris tenor, Cedar Walton piano, and he is the subject of tonight's tribute, Ron Carter bass, and Billy Higgins on drums, 1965 recording. We're going to start the third hour with the very famous Cedar Walton composition, Mode for Joe, coming your way following the station break.